They wanted to hear him interviewing the top names in the barbecue industry. And they wanted to call in their questions live on the air. Once again, he came through and made the rest of the barbecue websites on the net his. It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio with your host, Greg Renpy.
Cleveland, Ohio. It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
What is up, everybody? A very good Tuesday evening to you, wherever you may be. I'm smack dab here in the middle of Cleveland, Ohio. Your show host, Greg Rempe. This is the Barbecue Central Show. Happy to have you aboard. Tonight we are loaded, so let me give you your contact info right off the bat so you can jump in if you feel the need. Call-in number is 216-220-0966. Email bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. Again, if you're going to be calling in tonight, just bring something to the show that will keep the overall quality of the show up and going. Do not bring us down. Step it up, Central Lights. Let's do it. 216-220-0966. As I said, the show is jam-packed with interviews. I will be starting with Jim Minion. We'll get the real story about the Minion Method. Second segment, we'll find me having an interview with the pitmaster of the Pellet Envy Competition cooking team, Rod Gray. We'll get some of his competition background, what he uses to cook on, info about his competition cooking class, and hopefully we have time to talk to him about some sponsorship stuff as well. So if you have a question for Jim in the first segment, go ahead and call now, 216-220-0966. If you have a question for Rod Gray when he is on, make sure you call, obviously, when his segment is up. So, if you call in, ask your question, then punch out. Lots to get to tonight, so let's go ahead and get rolling. As promised, my first guest currently sits on the rep and sanctioning committees for the Kansas City Barbecue Society. Barbecue catering company is getting ready to launch a new line of barbecue rubs and sauces into the market. But more importantly, he's revolutionized how all of us fire up our charcoal cookers and grills with this patented method. If you've ever been on a barbecue forum, you've seen the acronym MM, or you've heard someone refer to the method. It spawned from my first guest, Jim Minion. Jim, thanks for coming on tonight. How are you?
I'm good, Greg. How are you?
Oh, can't complain. Thanks for joining me. So before we actually get into the method, go ahead and give us a roll call of your cookers.
At the moment, I've got a close offset mobile unit with a fajita grill, old hickory rotisserie cooker, WSMs, Primos, rancher kettles. I think that's about it.
Enough for one man, for sure.
Well, the catering business keeps us busy. We use quite a bit of this stuff for that. So the rancher kettles really come in handy there, along with the fajita grill when we're doing some of the new recipes from our Southwest grilling menu.
Jim Minion is our guest. Jim, tell us about the concept of the Minion method and then how to properly execute it.
Well, the concept came out of need. I was at a contest. We were cooking on an offset cooker that we had actually built that wasn't tuned yet, so we were really having a lot of problems. And I sent my wife down to a fireplace shop, and we bought a WSM, put it together. I needed a way to start some charcoal, and basically what I just decided to do was I was going to fill up the fire ring full of unlit charcoal. I lit off 15 to 20 briquettes, sprinkle them over the top and spread them out, put a couple of chunks of wood in, the water pan on, and proceeded to cook chicken and ribs. We took first in ribs and a second in chicken in that particular contest. My idea was that if I can put heat at the top and then use the bottom vents to control how fast it lights off the other charcoal, that I should be able to get some long burn times at the temperatures I'm looking for. And it worked. Went home, got on the internet, on a forum, and somebody asked the question, I can't get the WSM to cook under 325 degrees using their instructions. I went ahead and told them what I had done that morning. And for that, there was about a month of people asking over and over again, how did you do this, and why does this work, and how does that work? And then one day, somebody, and I don't even remember who, said, well, I tried the Minion method, and the rest of it's been history.
So that's how the acronym and the method naming was kind of born.
That came totally out of that. It was definitely not something you could plan. It was just something that happened.
Now, you said you were kind of when you were thinking of how you wanted to fire up this WSM that you had never used, I mean, was just these thoughts just rifling through your head over a matter of minutes? I mean, this wasn't anything you had planned out days in advance, was it?
Oh, absolutely not. I will say that I'd looked at how some other pits had been used in the past, and it was I didn't think of it in terms of, well, they do this, so I'll try it. It was just something that it basically sounded to me like it should work, and it was the need of the moment. I mean, we needed to come up with something quickly, and I did not want to run at grilling temperatures. So I tried it, and it did work, and it worked well.
Now, to be honest, the instruction book that comes with the Weber Smoky Mountain is pretty much a piece of crap, isn't it?
Well, they've been nice to me, so I'm not going to say it's crap, but it's misguided, let's put it that way.
It's not the way they tell you how to do it isn't probably the best way to be able to control your temperatures for a long period of time.
If you want to cook at 325 to 350 degrees, it works extremely well.
Now, how long ago was the method born to present day? How many years have passed?
It was 9 years ago next, it's 7 years ago next month, 8 years ago, something like that. It was in 1999, so I guess it was 9 years ago next month.
So it catches on. Now, present day.
It does
day,
catch on, yeah.
Present day, try and be as honest as possible. What percentage of people do you think use this way of firing their cookers, after all the internet has kind of proliferated this method of doing the cooker?
Well, I got no way to know, but I can tell you from going to competitions. And I went to Huntsville, Alabama one time, and there were almost 60 cooks in the pro division, and there was another 50 in the amateur division. And there was a gentleman that knew most of these people down there, and he took me around, introduced me to everybody. And I'll have to admit, the amount of people who knew who I was because of the Minion method was huge, and basically I was told that they all used it, that were using any type, water cookers or anything like that. So since then, it's also gone on. There's a lot of people using charcoal baskets in offset cookers, mm-hmm. which is basically the same idea taken to a different cooker. Matter of fact, I use it in our offset. I also use it in the old hickory if I'm not going to cook with gas on a particular day. So the percentage is pretty high. I got to believe that it's well over 60%.
Maybe higher.
Maybe higher. I've got no way of knowing.
Yeah, I read it on barbecue forums, and obviously I go to other ones that just aren't mine. And inevitably you'll see I use the method or the Minion method or the MM. It's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, frequent many different types of forums. So it's definitely a far-reaching way of, and it's really a great way of firing your cookers. I know when I first learned about it on the Virtual Weber Bullet site, you had mentioned it's easier to control your pit temperatures on the way up versus starting with a hot cooker and then bringing it back down.
Absolutely.
Now,
have
you been officially recognized by any company as far as being the creator or the innovator of how to fire this particular way?
Last year, Jamie Prevalence, who writes the cookbooks for Weber, got a hold of me, and they were doing the new cookbook on wood and charcoal cooking, and he basically said, well, I've been reading about you for years, so I needed to talk to you. I gave him a brisket recipe and cooking instructions, and they finally, at that point, in a Weber publication, did it recognized the fact that I'd come up with it, and they actually, for the first time, explained it to folks how it works.
That's nice, getting a little nod from the folks at Weber.
I also got a check, so it wasn't all that bad.
Oh, nice. $8.50 with residuals, right?
actually, a little more than that. They were generous.
Nice. Now, kind of switching gears a little bit, you're getting into a new line of rubs and sauces that your barbecue catering company is getting ready to launch. Tell us a little bit about that and why yours might be different than what's existing on the market.
Basically, the rubs that we're coming out with, especially at the beginning, are rubs that I've used in competition now for a number of years, and they've been pretty successful. I've had a pretty good run. I've got a local company that's able to mix and put all that together for me, and we've decided as part of our catering business to offer these for sale. So there's a brisket and pork butt, or pork rib. I got a chicken and pork rub that we've got for sale, and there's a brisket rub that I've been using since when I first started doing competition barbecue that still holds up really well. There's going to be some steak seasoning, some seasoning salts, and then there's some new rubs that we're coming up with for poultry and some of the other things that we're doing along with our catering company. One of the things that we've really gotten into is Southwest flavors and grillings. I'm really a fan of New Mexican chilies. And along with that, with our recipes, we actually have a whole menu where we match fine tequilas to the menu. So
nice.
It makes for a fun time.
Yeah, I can bet. Is there a website that people can go to check out the rubs?
They're just getting put on there now, so and I'm not sure how complete it is because we're still working on it. But the website is twoloosescrewsbarbecue.com.
Twoloosescrewsbarbecue.com.
Right.
All right. Jim Minion is the creator of the Minion Method, currently sits on the rep and sanctioning committees for the Kansas City Barbecue Society. You can visit twoloosescrewsbarbecue.com for his line of rubs. Jim, appreciate you getting the inside story of the Minion Method. Now there is no questioning involved, and nobody else can claim it. It's all you. Appreciate you joining me tonight, and we'll do it again soon.
Greg, you take it easy. Good talking to you.
Thanks. Jim Minion, talking to us about the Minion Method. When we get back, we'll be talking with Rod Gray from Pellet Envy. Hang with me. We'll be right back.
Hey, smell my pets. Yeah, come on. Smell my pets. You know why they smell so good? Because I use D-Dog's barbecue rubs in my barbecue pits. D-Dog's award-winning championship rubs are available online at ddogsbbq.com. Try the original, the apple, or the maple. But there's more. D-Dog's now has sauces. D-Dog's Barbecue is now proud to offer cranberry chipotle sauce, D-Dog's chicken wing sauce, and steak sauce too. And you can get them online at ddogsbarbecue.com. Keep checking back because D-Dog's is always bringing in new products with new sauces and new rubs coming soon. D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs and Sauces, championship award winning. Shop online at ddogsbbq.com. That's ddogsbbq.com.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
Barbecue has never been easier with the Barbecue Guru. The Barbecue Guru is a temperature control and monitor for all pits, charcoal, wood, electric,
your pit. It easily attaches to any smoker or pit and gives you simple, trouble-free control of your temperatures so you can make championship-quality barbecue every time and all the time. And it's location-free. Take it anywhere. This amazing breakthrough in barbecue technology is a microprocessor-controlled draft system that uses temperature monitors and a small fan to keep your temperatures constant. The Stainless Steel Guru Pit Miner gives you a choice of controls from 90 to 370 degrees. So cold smoking, pepper drying, making cheese or jerky or fabulous briskets and ribs is nothing short of effortless. The ProCom 4 lets you monitor your pit from up to 600 feet away. And there's more. Check out the full line of products and accessories for the future of barbecue with new items on the way. Visit thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
This is Jim Minion from Two Loose Screws. I'm listening to Barbecue Central.
Now, back to the Barbecue Central Show on PBS Talk Radio.
Cruising along on a Tuesday evening. Happy to have you aboard. This is the Barbecue Central Show. I'm your host, Greg Rempe. 216-220-0966. bbqcentralradio@gmail.com, in case you want to get a hold of me. My next guest is one of the most successful competition barbecuers on the circuit today. He's also the pitmaster of Pellet Envy Barbecue Competition Cooking Team. He conducts a very popular barbecue competition cooking class. And of course, I'm talking about Rod Gray, and he joins me right now. Rod, thanks for joining me tonight. How are you?
Greg, I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. It's certainly my pleasure. Rod, when did you make the jump into competition barbecue?
Officially 2002 is when we started to cook competition, Greg. But prior to that, I attended a few contests and got to know some people, did some judging to learn what I thought the judges were looking for, so things like that. But we got our start in May of 2002.
So after your first season was over, what was the most important thing that you learned having done a full season of competitions?
I learned about consistency, I think, would be the thing that was the most important thing I learned in that first year. We were really lucky that first year. We had three grand champions and three reserve champions and a lot of success as a new team. So I maybe didn't learn all the lessons I should have. I learned some of those my second year, our sophomore year. That's the sophomore slump that a lot of people have. But consistency, I think, is the number one thing I learned out of my first year of cooking.
Rod Gray from Pellet Envy is our guest. Rod, what kind of cookers do you use for your competitions, and why did you choose them?
Well, obviously we use pellet cookers. Not solely, although primarily. I also have a traditional offset pit, custom built by a man out of Fort Worth, Texas, named Jamie Gear. But we switch it up once in a while, but primarily we use a couple of Fast Eddie cookers built by Cook Shack, which are pellet cookers.
And a sponsor of the show. Thank you very much.
Perfect. That's perfect. A sponsor of Pellet Envy, by the way.
Very good. Now, I mean, obviously I've talked to Fast Eddie a couple times in regards to the pellet grills, but then you said you have the Jamie Gear pit. Now, a lot of people have no idea what that means, but that is really a prestigious pit to even own. I mean, he only makes, maybe four or five a year, and there's a waiting list a mile long and the folklore that goes with them. Why the difference in the two pits? I mean, you have a pellet pit and then you have a traditional pit.
Well, you have to know a little bit about my history. When I started to look at competition barbecue in 2001, I found the barbecue forum and read the entire archives in a couple, three nights, and landed on a cooker that I thought was going to be it, rushed out and bought it. It was in the next state over, brought it home. It was stainless steel and thin-walled, and immediately started to try to cook brisket on it. And it was so difficult to do, Greg, that I jumped completely the other direction to a pellet cooker. That was so easy that I also had some challenges along the way. I bought some different styles of pits and had some fun with it. But we settled in on the pellet cooker because of the Fast Eddie, because of its consistency, because of its ease of use. But when I saw these custom-built pits by Jamie Gear, I knew I had to have one. So I begged and pleaded and got on the list, and it took me a year from the time that I finally got Jamie to get me on the list to get one. It took me a year to get it, and it's just a great pit to own. It's easy to cook on. It for those people that don't know what it is just a traditional offset style pit, but Jamie's level of craftsmanship is just unbelievable. His attention to detail is amazing. Jamie's a great cook in his own right, so I believe that helps him build a really great pit. And to our knowledge, there are 23 of them in existence, and that's it.
Wow. And you got one, so good for you. You had a very good year in 2007. You had a perfect score in ribs twice. Only six teams in total that whole year had perfect scores, and then you ended up winning the KCBS title for that category. And you also chalked up the highest total score for 2007 at the Roots and Blues and Barbecue competition in Columbia, Missouri. Can you talk a bit about those achievements and what they mean to you?
Well, the Roots and Blues thing, let's talk about that first.
Yep.
You know, that's not something that I think you ever shoot for. That highest total score at a contest, I think the wind has to be blowing in the right direction and you have to wake up on the right side of the bed and all those things for that to happen. That was a total surprise. In fact, I didn't even realize it when we were at the banquet. Had no idea about that one. But the rib category, you know, every year we seem to have a little trouble with a category. And if you know our history, we had a lot of trouble with ribs early on. So I decided I was going to perfect the rib category. And I worked really hard. I got a lot of help from a lot of friends. And I don't know, something at the end of 2006 just started to click. And we came out 2007 in our first event. We won the rib category and never looked back. And I got to be honest with you, that's probably my largest accomplishment yet, is to win the category, the rib category of the year. I covet that.
Rod Gray is our guest. He's the pitmaster for Pellet Envy Barbecue Competition Cooking Team. Rod, something that is obviously in the media nowadays is fuel, and it's constantly going up. Has the rise in fuel prices made you adjust your schedule at all, and what's the talk amongst other competitors as far as if it will affect how many competitions they'll be participating in this year?
Well, Greg, you know, we in previous years have traveled the country to cook contests, been everywhere from Worland, Wyoming, to Norfolk, Virginia, and down to Plant City, Florida last year. And I will tell you that that rise in fuel price will affect us, and I think it will affect a lot of teams this year. Now, we're really lucky. We have a major sponsor this year in Grease Lightning, which is going to help us offset some of those costs and going to allow us to get back to a few of the places we were last year. But overall, I'll be honest with you, I'm altering my schedule and looking at contests that are closer to home because of that price of fuel. When you pull a trailer like ours down the road and get 10 miles to the gallon, you know, you start to look at fuel bills that are $700 and $800 round trip for a contest. That's a big chunk to bite off.
Yeah.
So absolutely, I think the teams, I'll give you another example. Johnny Trigg is going to go out to Maryland this next weekend, but he's going to go in his truck pulling his gear pit as opposed to his 40-foot motorhome solely because of the price of fuel. So absolutely, I think the price of fuel is going to affect competition barbecue in 2008.
It seems more and more that competition cooking classes are kind of popping up all over the place. You do one with a guy who is arguably one of the best barbecue competitors in the history of the sport, Johnny Trigg from Smoke and Triggers. Tell us why you partnered with Johnny and what folks might be able to expect from your class.
Well, first off, it's an honor to be able to do cooking classes with Johnny Trigg. People that are outside of our circle ask me about Johnny Trigg, and I tell them he's our Arnold Palmer, our Dale Earnhardt of barbecue. He is the only cook to win Jack Daniel's World Invitational twice, KCBS Team of the Year, multiple category wins, all kinds of things. He's probably one of our most decorated cooks on the circuit, and so I take great pride in being able to do that with him. Our classes are set up in a way that I cook obviously with my pellet cookers, and Johnny cooks with his offset, and I will tell you, and the folks who have attended our classes can attest to this, but we cook nothing alike. So we start at the complete ends of the spectrum in terms of the way we get started, and we finish very closely in terms of the tenderness and taste of our final product that goes in our turning containers. And I think that is what's really cool about the classes that we teach. These students see us come from completely different ends and end up in close to the same place. And if nothing else, they walk away from that saying there is more than one way to be a winner in competition barbecue. And I think that's a big lesson, honestly. So that's the biggest thing I think folks take away from the classes that we teach.
And the title of the class is, I believe it's called Old School versus High Tech.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
The pellet cooker in the office.
That comes from a stick burner versus a pellet cooker.
Right, exactly. How much is the class to attend?
The class is $500, and it's a two-day class. It's set up just like you attended a competition with us. We start at 6 o'clock on Friday evening and go through about 10:30, where you see us prep our product and see me get mine put on the pit. Obviously, Johnny cooks a completely different style, so he puts his on in the middle of the night. And then the class starts up again about 7 a.m., and we take them through every step of the way, including our turn-ins, and then they sample all of our product, and usually finishes up around 2:30 on that Saturday. And they will have basically been to a complete competition with us.
No punches pulled?
No punches pulled.
Now, with the growth of competition barbecue, I mean, you can't deny the fact that it's growing in popularity. It's making its way onto TV. It's on a national level now. The natural thing to start thinking about is sponsorships. However, for most teams, it seems like that's kind of a hard thing to secure. You mentioned that you have a big sponsor in Grease Lightning. Give me your thoughts about sponsorship and, you know, how teams might go out about obtaining sponsorship to kind of help offset the entry fees and the meat costs and the fuel costs and all that other stuff.
Greg, I think that's really a great question. I graduated with a marketing degree that I don't use a lot until now. I'm actually a full-time competition cook, plus our classes and a little bit of catering and some things. But when I read and people ask me about sponsorship, I think they're looking at it from the wrong angle. I think the angle they're looking at it from is, what can I get from someone, you know, to help offset my expenses at a competition? But I think the angle they should be looking at is, what can I do for that person to promote their business or product? And if you can look at sponsorship from that angle and put yourself in the shoes of the person who will be writing those checks to you, I think folks will have a lot better opportunity to actually obtain some sponsorship. So many times folks are looking for ways to offset their fuel and offset their meat and get a little product, and I think that's great. And in return for that, they'll hang a banner. But I think you need to go the extra step with that potential sponsor and show them, you know, gather some numbers about, you know, how far you've traveled or how many teams were at the contest or you know, what was the attendance of that event and what other activities were there, and present that to them in a way that you can show them how hanging a sign on your trailer or on your Easy Up or you know, a banner or whatever, how that benefits them. If you can put yourself in that mindset and show them what benefits you're going to provide for them, I think folks will be a lot better off in terms of finding sponsors to help them out, offset some of these expenses, because competition barbecue is expensive. We feel very, very lucky to have the opportunity to work with Grease Lightning as our major sponsor and to work with Cook Shack, Fast Eddie by Cook Shack. We feel very, very lucky to do that.
Is there, so I mean, in your opinion, is it just a matter of people trying to retrain their thinking then on, you know, trying to keep money in their pocket and get it from somebody else?
I think that's exactly right. It, you know, again, try to figure out how you can benefit them. And think outside the box a little bit. With our Fast Eddie sponsorship, we're going to cook with two of the new IQ4 cookers. I've cooked on them before. I'm very excited to cook with those. They turned out a really great product, probably superior to what I'm cooking on now. And, you know, in return, we're going to do some charity things. We're going to get that name in the spotlight a little bit in the not-for-profit areas and do some things like that, some advertising or PR, if you will, that can be almost priceless in return for putting those cookers on the back of my trailer. And we're excited about it, and they're excited about it. But, you know, the direct answer to your question is yes. You need to look at it from a different angle.
Rod, where can people go to find out more information about Pellet Envy?
Pellet Envy has a new website. Our website is pelletenvy.com. On that site, it has our schedule. It has our sponsorship. It has information about our classes and where they're going to be, and just basically about our competition team, which, by the way, is my wife, Sherry, and I.
And it's a good website. I've bumped around on it a few times here, obviously, prior to our interview to get a little background, and it's very user-friendly, and it's professionally set up, so good job on that.
I appreciate that, Greg. We worked hard on that. I had a lot of help with it, but it's been a a long haul. We had a one-page website for almost 2 years of trying to get that thing straightened out and squared away.
Rod Gray is the pit master of Pellet Envy Barbecue Competition Cooking Team. He also conducts a competition cooking class with legend Johnny Trigg called Old School versus High Tech. Rod, thanks again for joining me tonight. There's still probably a good two or three other segments of stuff that I want to get to, so we'll do that again on another night. But continued success in the future, and we'll do it again soon.
Greg, I really appreciate you having me, and I wish you success on this show. You're doing a great thing for competition barbecue and barbecue in general.
Thanks, Rod. I appreciate it. Rod Gray from Pellet Envy. He's tearing up the competition barbecue circuit. And good to get insight from a guy that's out there doing it almost weekend in and weekend out. And he knows how to cook. And he can cook on both pellet cookers and offsets. And man, that offset cooker he got is a prime piece of real estate. So hang with me. When we come back, we will ramp up Know Your Q for your chance to win a 3-pack of D-Dog's barbecue rub. Thanks again to Rod Gray from Pellet Envy. Hang with me. We'll be right back.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
Hey, smell my pits. Yeah, come on, smell my pits. You know why they smell so good? Because I use D-Dog's barbecue rubs in my barbecue pits. D-Dog's award-winning championship rubs are available online at ddogsbbq.com. Try the original, the apple, or the maple. But there's more. D-Dog's now has sauces. D-Dog's Barbecue is now proud to offer cranberry chipotle sauce, D-Dog's chicken wing sauce, and steak sauce, too. And you can get them online at ddogsbbq.com. Keep checking back, because D-Dog's is always bringing in new products with new sauces and new rubs coming soon. D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs and Sauces, championship award-winning. Shop online at ddogsbbq.com. That's ddogsbbq.com.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit, to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Hello, everybody. This is Gary Bay, Nerd Chuck, host of Wine Library TV, a.k.a. WLTV, and this is BBQ Central.
Get on the phone and in the smoke. 216-220-0966. BBS Talk Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Barbecue Central Show with your host, Greg Rempe. That's me. On BBS Talk Radio.com for you people sitting at your computers. Thanks again to Rod Gray from Pellet Envy, barbecue competition cooking team. An awesome interview, lots of great insight. I know I jumped around a bit, but quite frankly, when I got down to whittling out his questions that I wanted to ask him tonight, I ended up with about 2 pages of things that I wanted to cover, and in a 13-minute interview segment, as I have revamped the style, format, timing of the show, there was just no way I was going to be able to get 2 pages of questions in. He was very succinct with his answers, very articulate. So if you people are out there listening and you have a stereotype of perhaps what a competition barbecuer looks and sounds like, I'm sure he shattered the very foundations that you are standing on. A very articulate college degree, a businessman, and a very successful competition barbecuer. Interesting point in the fact that I have been hearing on both written word and through people that I have spoken with that the rise in fuel price is really causing people to reconsider how many events they're going to be doing in the course of this year. Fuel is only expected to rise, of course, here now that the warmer months are upon us. So a number of these guys have big motorhomes. He had mentioned Johnny Trigg has a big 40-foot motorhome. I know a guy I had done an interview with a couple weeks ago, Ed Morin. He is also a guy that has a big motorhome. A number of these guys do, or they have, you know, large F-250, F-350-type diesel trucks that pull their pits behind them because they're, you know, they're big units. And they're gas hogs, they're fuel hogs. And the rise in fuel price is not helping anybody. Thus, people are looking at their maps and really deciding and pairing out competitions that maybe they would usually go to because fuel was more or less an afterthought. Or they would plan on winning a few. Well, of course, everybody plans, but you know, the bigger names would get a few calls, get some checks to kind of offset their costs, break even, maybe make a few bucks after the weekend is over. So interesting to see how that particular scenario will play out over the course of the summer and down towards the end of the year. So let's get into the Know Your Q competition, or competition team, the Know Your Q, the fastest game show sweeping the nation, Know Your Q. And tonight we have this question. Again, we're playing for a 3-pack of D-Dog's barbecue rub. My first segment interview was with Jim Minion. I asked him how long it has been since the Minion method has been incepted. Is that right? Incepted? Inceptionized? I'm sure that's a word, too. How many years has it been since the Minion method was actually discovered or used? You will call in at 216-220-0966 to win a 3-pack of D-Dog's barbecue rub. If you don't know the answer to that question, and believe me, I have listened carefully this time. Rod Gray from Pellet Envy was the 2007 KCBS single category winner for what meat category? There's only 4 to choose from, so you have a 1 in 4 shot of guessing right, even if you don't know what the correct answer is. Unless, of course, you don't know what the 4 KCBS meats are, then, of course, your chances of just guessing might be a little less. 216-220-0966. How many years has it been since the Minion method has been discovered? Or what category did Rod Gray win in 2007 on the Kansas City Barbecue Society? We go now to the phones. This is the Barbecue Central Show. Name and where you're calling from.
Ron Hills, Thackeray, Louisiana.
How are you, Ron?
I'm good.
Ron, let's play Know Your Q. And now it's time for the game show sweeping the nation, Know Your Q, with your host, me, Greg Rempe. And now, here's me, Greg Rempe. I never get sick of that. All right, Ron, I asked 2 questions, probably against my better judgment, as the last time I did this, it burned me. But we have 2 questions for you to choose from. You will answer 1 question. The first question is, how many years has it been since the Minion method has been inceptualized? And I will lay trademark to that word. Or what was the category that Rod Gray won in 2007 in the KCBS? Tell me which question you would like to answer first.
I'm going to try to answer the Minion one, but my math is terrible.
All right. Go ahead and answer the Minion method question. How many years has it been?
Well, he said 1999, so I'm thinking 9 years.
9 years?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that your final answer?
I'm afraid so.
Judges, 9 years, yes or no? All right. Right off the bat.
Cool.
Ron Hill wins 9 years. Yes, I think he said 7 at first, but then he corrected himself, did math, and it was 9 years. So congratulations, Ron. Go ahead and email me your mailing address. I will forward that to D-Dog's Barbecue Rub, and thus you will have a 3-pack of D-Dog's Barbecue Rub. Does it get any better than that?
Fantastic.
Thanks for calling in, Ron.
You're welcome.
Ron Hill, lucky winner of D-Dog's Barbecue Rub. If you're still listening, we have, 3 minutes left. So the Minion Method question is out, but I have a Weber wood chip soaker cup mug type deal. I know that description was very in-depth. But basically, it's like a big mug. You put wood chips down there. It's got a screw top that holds the wood chips down, or chunks. If you would like that, I will ship it out to you. I don't use it. It is in pristine condition, and if you can answer what category the Pellet Envy Barbecue Competition cooking team won in 2007, what single category they won, I will ship that out to you at my cost. The number to call, 216-220-0966. What category did Pellet Envy win overall in the Kansas City Barbecue Society in 2007? Let's see. Here we go. Nobody calling in, but I'm getting an email from Ron. Ron writes, how on earth can someone get their name out there for something that has been happening since the beginning of man learning fire? Ever throw an unlit log on a fire? It's the same thing. Only lighting some of the charcoal. The rest will light when the temp gets high enough for it to catch on fire. I'm okay now. Somebody a little jealous that Minion was the guy that was credited for his own method. Back to the phones. Barbecue Central Show. This is Greg, and your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, Greg. This is Rich from Sicklerville, New Jersey.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
I am not too bad. Did you want to take a stab at the contest?
Absolutely.
What category did Rod Gray of Pellet Envy Barbecue Competition Cooking Team win in 2007? The category?
Ribs.
Ribs. Judges, was it ribs? Oh, 2 for 2. Very nice. Very nice. Go ahead and email me your mailing address, and I will go ahead and ship that out to you ASAFP.
All right. That sounds great.
All right. I appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Barbecue Central Show. This is Greg.
Hey, Greg. I want to answer that question. I'm at Pellet Envy.
Sorry. Somebody just called in and won the mug. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, man.
Sorry, but I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, I'll call in again next time.
I apologize for that.
Well, okay. The guy didn't know that they also was the reserve grand champion for the 2008 Smoking Blues. I just wanted to just check that out. Okay.
Right. Thanks for calling in. Disappointed caller right there, I'll tell you that much. But Chris in Circleville wins the very, very popular wood soaker mug from Weber. And it says Weber on it. It's nice, heavy-duty plastic. So congratulations to both Ron and Chris for that. And I believe that will do it for this evening. Thanks again to Jim Minion from Seattle, Washington, to talking to us about the Minion Method, how that was created, how he came up with that, how he has now been officially recognized by Weber. Also, thanks to Rod Gray for joining me tonight from Pellet Envy Cooking Team. Great info from him, and we'll be sure to have him back on. We'll have both those guys back on. They're good guys. I'd like to thank my callers. Also, thanks to the emailers. Next week, another potentially loaded show with Shotgun Fred from the Barbecue Guru, potentially lining up in the first segment, and Byron Chisholm from ButtRub.com. Another guy who is kind of a living legend, won a number of categories, very successful in the rub business as well. So we look forward to having Byron and Fred on next week. Thanks to the Barbecue Central crew, sound engineer Sam Hassan, smack dab in the middle of Los Angeles, California. Your phone slap has been me. Your show producer has been me. And, of course, I'm your program host, Greg Reppy. Stay tuned for Broad Topics coming up after me, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Laura Joan, Marnie, and Kelly, the hostesses with the mostesses. And don't forget to check out all the programming we have here on BBS Talk Radio. There's definitely something for everyone. We'll see you back here next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Barbecue Central Show. This is your program host, Greg Rempe, saying so long, everybody.
Barbecue has never been easier with the Barbecue Guru. The Barbecue Guru is a temperature control and monitor for all pits, charcoal, wood, electric, your pit. It easily attaches to any smoker or pit and gives you simple, trouble-free control of your temperatures so you can make championship-quality barbecue every time and all the time. And it's location-free. Take it anywhere. This amazing breakthrough in barbecue technology is a microprocessor-controlled draft system that uses temperature monitors and a small fan to keep your temperatures constant. The Stainless Steel Guru Pit Minder gives you a choice of controls from 90 to 370 degrees. So cold smoking, pepper drying, making cheese or jerky, or fabulous briskets and ribs is nothing short of effortless. The ProCom 4 lets you monitor your pit from up to 600 feet away. And there's more. Check out the full line of products and accessories for the future of barbecue with new items on the way. Visit thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
Hey, smell my pits. Yeah, come on, smell my pits.
You know why they smell so good? Because I use D-Dog's barbecue rubs in my barbecue pits. D-Dog's award-winning championship rubs are available online at ddogsbbq.com. Try the original, the apple, or the maple. But there's more. D-Dog's now has sauces. D-Dog's Barbecue is now proud to offer cranberry chipotle sauce, D-Dog's chicken wing sauce, and steak sauce, too. And you can get them online at ddogsbbq.com. Keep checking back, because D-Dog's is always bringing in new products with new sauces and new rubs coming soon. D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs and Sauces, championship award-winning. Shop online at ddogsbbq.com. That's ddogsbbq.com.